Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the Ducks take on the Terps.
Had to think about that one.
The Terps.
The Fighting Turtles.
Maryland, 4 o'clock on The Fan on Saturday, and it is time for our weekly visit with Coach Dan Lanning, who joins us now. Hello.
Hey, how we doing?
Good. Missed you last week. Did you miss us?
I missed you guys.
Yeah,
I missed you guys.
Thanks. You guys were traveling on Thursday, so did you get any Halloween time in?
Well, we did our Halloween a little earlier in the week. We did it on Sunday as a staff. We had all the families come up to the facility there and got to do Halloween there in the facility.
Oh, cool. What were the kids this year?
I had one that was, I think it's Link from Zelda. I had one that made his own mask and his own costume. I think he was some sort of ninja warrior. And then I had another one that was kind of a mixture between a prisoner and Michael Myers, it seemed like.
Well, that kind of makes sense. I think Michael Myers probably was in some sort of incarceration facility at some point. You know,
At some point.
I think he gets out. I think that's the whole premise of those movies.
There you go.
What is Dan Lanning's go-to candy?
I like Reese's. I think that's an easy throwback. Like, that's an easy one. I like gummy. You know, gummy, like, worms or something like that too.
Yeah, the Reese's is kind of the gold standard at this
point. Who doesn't
like Reese's? Replaced the Snickers as the gold standard of Halloween candy.
No doubt.
Yeah. So I was listening. You were on that. What time do you go to that coach's show? Is that live at like 7? Like last night?
Yeah, last night.
Yeah, so that's on. We get off at 7 and that's on right when we're getting off. So I headed on in the car and I heard them asking you about the Gladiator thing and you said Gladiator top 5 film for you, and I jotted down once I got home.
It's a great movie. I mean, it's not really in my top 5, but it's up there. It's really good. I'm a little disappointed. You know, Gladiator 2. Like, you guys couldn't come up with a better name for the second Gladiator. Yeah. You know, like, shouldn't it be like Return to the Colosseum or something like that? Like, calling it Gladiator 2 kind of disappointed me. 100%. There's just not a lot of twos that are good.
Yeah.
You know, Terminator 2, elite, right? But it just doesn't happen very often.
But if you remember, that's Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
Right.
So if you're going
right.
to...
Right, like, it has a name.
Yeah, if you're going to throw me a lame 2, you got to throw something cool at the end of it. You know, you can't.
So you guys
just...
are with me on this. Like, I hope this is good. I hope it's really good. I heard Denzel is awesome. I hope it's good. But I just was disappointed with the name. Like, so many smart people in Hollywood. Like, I don't know.
What do you think they should name it?
I like the Return to the Colosseum.
I don't know. I don't know the premise. I don't know the premise of the movie, really. I haven't been able to take a deep dive into it yet. But
I think it's Maximus's kid, not the one that was killed in the first one, but I think he impregnated the queen with his child before he died. And so I think it's that kid grown up. So I think it's Maximus's the kid that comes back and does a thing. And I'm terrified because Gladiator is one of my favorite. I love Gladiator. And When you take this long of a break,
it won't be good. We all know
it's going to be bad. But Top Gun 2 gave me hope because that was as good, if not better, than the first one.
Right.
So I got my fingers crossed. It's got Denzel, right? It's got a.
I don't know. It's got a chance, folks. Right? It's got a chance. Is Russell Crowe in it?
No. No, there's
See,
no.
That's a problem right there.
Well, he's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead. Okay, he's dead. No, I just didn't. I don't know who's in. I knew Denzel's supposed to be in. Yeah. So,
what rounds out?
I'm hopeful.
Okay, what rounds out your top five movies then?
Yeah, I'm intrigued now.
Yeah, you won't like them all. Seven that's is good. Definitely in there. Mystic Great. River, Road to Perdition,
Ooh.
The Departed. Last of the Mohicans. That's five, right?
Yeah, that's a solid.
That's my top five go-to.
And by the way, kudos to you for throwing in Road to Perdition, because Tom Hanks's movie list will stack up with anyone's, and Road to Perdition is criminally underrated. Paul Newman and Tom Hanks, let's go.
Yeah, elite movie.
Yes.
Elite movie. So, and I like mob movies, and it's kind of a nice mob movie. It's a little different.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a different twist, and it's weird to see Tom Hanks as a mobster, but like a mobster with kind of a soul.
He's a good mobster. He's a good guy mobster.
He's a good dad. He's a good dad mobster. How about that?
Right. Good at his job and a good dad. Yeah, agreed.
Well, the reason we're talking about Gladiator is you use that as your big mantra last week, and we've discussed this with you.
It kind of caught fire.
Yeah, you are just the czar of creating an us versus them mantra every week. Might I ask what we're using this week?
Yeah, I mean, it'll come full circle. You guys will see at some point. I mean, but it's never about who you're playing. It's really always about us, right?
Yeah. Well, you said in the video, or maybe it was last night, maybe it was on the coach show, you said that the one for the big house, you guys figured that out way back in the summer?
Yeah, we kind of like pieced it together this summer. Yeah.
So do you already have that then? Do you think is that set in stone each week already?
It's never in stone. No, okay. It's never in stone. We've adapted a lot, you know, like, but you kind of have like, where do you think your team will be here at this point?
Yeah.
What do they need to hear? You know, like all those things I think are in your mind, before you get to the game. And then sometimes you have to pivot a little bit.
Yeah, but that one was easy because you knew you were going to the big house. Yeah.
Coliseum.
Historic place. How do you, you're number one in the country. How do you best keep your guys' eye on the prize? And how hard is that?
It's not that hard when you have a group of guys motivated like our group is and hungry. I think we have a group that really pays attention to the things that matter and realizes the things that don't and, you know, are motivated to be great. So, I don't think it's that tough for us. We got a great group of coaches and a great group of players right now.
When do you realize, I mean, did you know before the season, you know, was it the Ohio State game? When did you realize that this is, I hear you say this quite a bit, that this is a special group?
Yeah, I think you got to get into the season. I think I've probably said that to you guys before. You know, you can't crown anybody or predict what anything will look like until you get into the season. And then once you get in the season, you start to see, all right, how are they going to respond to adversity? How are they going to, you know, handle certain situations? And we have a group that's handled that pretty well so far.
You know, you look at almost every team in college football, and it's so hard to go undefeated. And, you know, almost everyone has a stinker at some point. And whether you find a way to get over the hump in that game or you end up taking an L, it all happens all the time. You guys had two very close games early against teams that you were big favorites against, but you found a way. Like, you ground out those games and you found a way. Looking back on that, did that, I don't know, was it a blessing? Was it a wake-up call? Did it set a foundation? Because it feels like every week after that, you guys just keep getting better and better and better, that you got your struggles out early.
Yeah, I don't know that I would say that... It was good. It was bad. I would just say that it was learning moments for us. And the biggest piece, I think, always for us is, can we get better week in and week out? And I think we've been a team that's done that.
This is Oregon coach Dan Lanning with us here on The Fan. Now, do we need to work on your halftime speeches? I mean, what's going on with this third quarter stuff? You know, everybody's making a big deal out of this.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad at those.
Coincidence?
We'll figure something out.
Or, I mean, actual problem.
I mean, there's truth to it, right? Like, there's always some truth to the reality of that we haven't done as well as we want to do in the third quarter. So it's an opportunity for growth for us for sure.
Well, I think that Oregon fans and us here, we've gotten really spoiled with your quarterback play. I mean, with Bo Nix and now Dylan, can you compare them? Like, how are they different and how are they similar?
Well, they're both, I think I've said several times that both of them are uniquely themselves. And I think that's one of the biggest keys to anybody is you got to be who you are. And they both are that. They're both great competitors. Like, they both want to go out there and have a lot of success. So I think what's really impressed me with Dylan is his poise in moments. You know, you never walk out in the field and feel like any moment's too big or too small. I mean, his approach is really, really impressive there.
Yeah, he really hasn't had a game that's been a struggle. I mean, you look at his numbers, I don't even know what you would point to as his worst game. I don't know if there is one.
That's a good thing, right? Yeah.
Do you have anything planned if he breaks? I mean, I'm sure you know he could break the all-time touchdown record on Saturday. Is there something planned for him if that happens?
No, that's a good reminder to me. I guess maybe we should plan something. What would you guys do?
Well, you probably got at least like go get the ball, right? Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I guess you can't call a timeout if it's a close game, but you know, maybe if it's, you know,
well, what about
it's
after,
in hand or something?
If he doesn't, what about after shout or before shout?
Yeah.
You just recognize it on the video board, hand him the ball, and you know, everybody gives him a nice big cheer.
Yeah, he's got to get the ball at least, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Those are all great ideas. Yeah, I'll pass the word. Mm. These are good thoughts.
All right.
It hasn't been on the forefront of my mind, and I promise you, it hasn't been on Dylan's. But you're right; it definitely deserves recognition, right?
You promise us it's been on his mind?
No, it hasn't.
Oh, it hasn't been on.
I promise it hasn't.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. I promise it hasn't.
That's been on his mind. Kind of a big deal, though. What were you? Okay, so when you shoved,
it is a big deal. Yeah.
When you shoved in that last touchdown there, walk us through the thinking. Was the point spread on your mind? I'm sure it was.
Well, ultimately, they had a timeout. Like, there was still a timeout there, so there was a chance that you turned the ball over, and that wasn't something that we were in favor of.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. Okay. And, I mean, we talked about before
we were on the headset, hey, can we kneel it out? Can we kneel it out? No, you yeah. technically can't kneel it out can. When they have a timeout and it's going to go.
Yep. Yeah, okay.
Now, that was really it, right? So you call a run play, and if it doesn't convert, then it's okay. Then maybe they let the clock run out.
Sure.
Yeah. Right? But if it does, then that's not really your fault. It's not your job to stop your own offense, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we've talked about the whole, there's nothing better than going to silence a crowd. I mean, to go into a place like that against the defending national champs and to silence that crowd, I mean, is there a better feeling in football than that?
Cooked on their grill.
You cooked on their grill, 100%. Like a cheeseburger, too.
It's fun cooking on other people's grill.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun cooking on other people's grill.
What was I going to ask you? Dan, I lost my. Oh no,
we got stumped.
No, I was going to ask about Maryland, which isn't a very, you know, exciting question. But in what ways do they best test you?
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos, hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love. An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I mean, they've got a great passing attack. I think they've got two wide receivers right now that are, you know, in the tops in the Big Ten and receiving the ball. They got quarterbacks that can deliver to them. So I think that's one thing that really sticks out to you is their passing attack is, you know, they got really talented wideouts. So that's something that we're going to have a plan for and be able to, you know, try to stop.
Yeah, they got two guys that are both like 6'2", 6'3", 73, and 45 catches. Do big receivers...
That's right.
Do they just pose just kind of a bigger challenge because you can... especially against a team that's probably more talented, you know, being able to throw the go balls just on the outside and just being able to throw them up to, you know, to guys that are 6'3" and just go make plays.
Yeah, I think anytime you have guys out there that, you know, the 50-50 ball isn't really a 50-50, they come down with it a lot, you know, so it's something you have to have a plan for.
Okay, great talking to you again. Good luck against Maryland, and we will talk to you again next week.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Okay. We will. And maybe we won't. I don't know.
Someone's saying Rob wearing a red hat with an M on it when they're getting ready to play Maryland.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
This is a Mavericks hat.
It almost looked like you're trying to cook on Dan's grill.
Yeah. You trying to cook on the grill? Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah, don't do that.
Got to keep him on his toes.
He stumped you there.
And nobody does that like us.
No. No, he's not. You know, you never know what you're getting with us.
Yeah, this is a Portland Mavericks hat, but that texture, that's a good point. Like, it does look like a Maryland
red,
hat.
White, and black with an M. Yeah.
Go Terps.
I have a pair of old Maryland basketball shorts that I could have broken out.
Now, is this team worth a darn? I mean, I know they're 500.
Yeah, I mean,
have they beaten anybody?
They beat USC.
You learn anything from a 25-point spread?
Yeah. I mean,
no.
Their best win is USC, and that was a close game. They do have, when you're looking through the numbers, and to be honest with you, I've seen about 5 minutes of them, and that's when they were playing USC, and that was just at the end of that ball game, because I was like, oh my God, it's coming down to the end. But they do have two guys that are 6'3 on the outside,
okay,
and both are averaging about 12 yards a catch, couple touchdowns, and that's kind of why I brought up, when you've got big receivers, like, you see this a lot in the NFL with young guys, when you hear, like, when you just hear the go ball, right? When you don't really have an offensive scheme, like, you can't really protect your quarterback, you're not going to be able to do a lot against Oregon's defense. So if you're Maryland, the easiest thing you can do is just send your two big guys deep. And, you know, it's the James Franklin. Have you ever thought about just throwing the ball up in the air?
No. No. Strong. No.
I'll tell you what, there's the Maryland coach is not saying that.
Well,
they're going to have to do that, where you just like, look, this is really the only advantage we have is our guys are big. They can go up and high point a ball. And so we're going to they're going to throw a lot of go balls. So
I don't know what you're talking about.
So then this team would be more dangerous than, say, a Purdue or Michigan State?
Yes.
For that reason?
For that reason. Because I just don't think that a team like Maryland or Michigan State is going to, they're not going to move the ball down the field with 12 play drives, right? You're not running, they're not going to run the ball on this team. They're not going to execute down. But when you can get chunk plays and when you've got two big receivers and a quarterback, they can put them on. And that's what he said, those 50-50 balls probably aren't 50-50 balls because you do have an advantage out there. So, you know, I would expect Oregon, when they're sitting in that game plan, my guess is that they are going to roll coverage over the top and basically tell the middle of their defense, we need you guys to man up, because if there's going to be a weakness, it's going to be in the middle of the field, because we're going to take away their two big guys on these go routes on the outside and probably going to tell the defensive line, hey, we need you to stuff the run game. We're not bringing a guy down into the box to help you, and it's time to man up. And that's probably going to be the challenge. And then on the defensive side of the ball, if you're Maryland, well, you know, good luck. Indiana laid 42 on you. Northwestern laid 37 on you. Minnesota laid 48. Oregon's going to do what they want to do.
Now, we're not going to be down at the game, but we're going to need some of you who are going to go to the game to report back if Lanning took our advice on the Gabriel acknowledgement.
They got to have something.
Well,
I think the video board is a good call. I bet they will not hand him a ball mid-game.
Okay.
I'll just say this. If they're up by three touchdowns, you call a timeout.
Well, how many of... I mean, he has to get two touchdowns.
He's got two touchdowns.
And this is rushing or passing.
Passing. That's tough. All right, here's the thing. Run the ball, not him. Get up about 28, and then let him score two meaningless...
Yeah, you bludgeon him with the run early, throw the touchdowns late, and pull him off...
Call a timeout.
Yeah.
Go put a nice Polynesian lay on him there. You give him the ball. You put something up on the big screen. Call a timeout. Good to go.
It's nice that you guys reminded him.
Yeah, I think he actually really was like, oh, man, I should probably...
It was like he knew, but it wasn't. Yeah. It definitely was not top of mind.
Well, something tells me he tends to be a bit one-dimensional in his thinking.
What?
Huh? He's dynamic in his thinking.
What?
Yeah. Thinks of everything.
Dan Lanning's appearance is each Thursday at 4, brought to you by Unitas Community Credit Union. Like a coach's playbook, Unitas has a winning strategy for your finances. You, us, Unitas. Mm-hmm. I do have, in the Dan Lanning postgame segment, which is next, I do have the... we were talking about quarterback starts. Mm-hmm. So Bo Nix has the most ever.
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel
will have the most ever.
I don't think so. I don't think he has enough games.
Does he not? I thought he did.
He's getting close. I got to double check that.
I thought he would, I guess.
The other quarterbacks that have a lot of starts in college football. I have a couple. I did some homework.
Now with that COVID year gone, these numbers may hold for a while.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
like
I don't.
Forever. Maybe.
How does somebody get 68 starts as a college quarterback?
It's a lot of starts.
That's Bo Nix.
It's Bo Nix.
And, so, I mean, moving forward without the COVID year, like, how do you do that?
You probably don't.
You
68?
Don't.
Yeah. I guess you just have to have these.
You need another pandemic.
Well, you'd have to have a deep playoff run, a couple deep playoff runs.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Extra
and,
games.
And another global pandemic.
Yeah, but if you're getting 12 games from an extra season, like, you have to have the full playoff run, like, every year.
Every year.
Is it possible that Lane Kiffin and Jackson Dart hatch a avian flu to get him another year?
It's possible.
I love that.
I wouldn't put it past Lane Kiffin.
I'd do it. That's a great idea.
What an exciting time.
Look at us with coach ideas today.
That's what we're doing.
You should call him up.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Hey, Laner, we got an idea for you, buddy.
Dylan Gabriel celebrations an avian flu in Oxford, Mississippi.
That's what we're doing.
All right, we'll be right back on The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.